Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
I said, let the rhythm section bring this back. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die. That's what you do, small business owners. That's the reason why I do what I do. I'm so proud of you. The world is depending on you to do it or die against all odds. And it's one of the reasons why you're as a group, small business owners are one of the most respected classes of people on the planet and well deserved. Peter Meyer is our guest, our good friend, Meyer Group. MeyerGRP.com is the website. The books are Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. I recommend both of those to you. Peter, thanks again for being here. You're helping us understand the concept of what you call string theory, folks. I was thinking in books, what Peter's talking about is if you're unraveling the string on a bag of bird seed or whatever, one end pulls loose and unravels, the other end just gets tighter. So don't fight the knot, right, Peter? I was thinking about also something else that came to mind when you were talking about this earlier is William Occam.
The razor. Go ahead.
Occam's razor. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Occam's razor. I love learning about the razor because I've now created Blasting Games razor. I don't even remember what I said about it, but basically I love that concept of that device. But William Occam said the easiest solution is usually the best, or something like that. So I was thinking about Occam when you said that.
And it's a really good metaphor. So I'm simply following in the footsteps of greatness, people like you. But let me give you guys another example here. And this is another real case. This is a friend of mine. He's a serial CEO. He's run many companies, most of which are small companies. And he's between companies now. And he's in retirement age. He was thinking seriously about simply stopping. He went and saw his doctor one day about a month ago, and the next day he went and saw a bunch of old friends from high school. And the doctor told him, "Look, looking at these results, I think you've got about 30 years before you have to worry about anything." And you know, he's already in his 60s, so 30 years is 50% more of his life. And then he went to see his friends, a few of whom were doctors. And he, you know, all from high school together, and he told them, and they all said, you've got about 2 years most.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Some friends, huh?
Yeah, right. And so he and I sat down for lunch like 2 days later. He asked me to come talk to him. We had lunch, and he told me this. He said, so which way should I go? How should I look at all this doctor information, or what would be the right, effectively, how do I solve this problem about the rest of my life? And we talked for a while, and I finally said, look, the string you're pulling on, which is which doctor do you trust and what do you do with it, that string isn't working for you. You've been wrestling with this full time now for 3 or 4 days, and it just gets worse. Let's look at a different end of the string. Look for a different way that you can pull on something that's going to be simpler. And I paused and said, so if you were 18 instead of 60, and somebody said you've got 30 years, what are you going to do? What would you do? And he had his food half out of his mouth, and he paused and thought about it for a few minutes and said, got it. And so he made the decision to pull the string from his strength instead of other people's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He made the decision that he was going to continue to work as though he had 30 more years, and that strength from within him, that was the right end from which to pull.
He decided to be a benefactor, not a beneficiary. He
Very
decided
good.
To contribute, to contribute, not be a consumer.
And you know what he said? You don't know, but I'll tell you what he said to me as soon as he put the food back down. He said, I better start a new company. And that's exactly the right perspective for him to take in that situation. And that was the easy end of the string for him.
You know, I think it was Plato. Somebody asked him why he was learning this. Or Cato, maybe it was Cato, said, I guess it was the Roman, he said he was learning Greek at 85. They said, why are you learning Greek? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
And so the decision that Cato made and the decision that my friend Mort made, I was talking about here, is that it is appropriate to work from your strength
mm-hmm.
and not work from the opinions of others.
Mm-hmm.
The string that is the opinion of others, that tightens up and gets knotty. The string that is your strength, when you pull on your strength, you work from your strength, things get much simpler.
Mm-hmm. And what a great story. What a great perspective you gave him. I wish him luck with his business, right?
Absolutely. And maybe he'll be advertising on your show next year.
Maybe so. From your mouth to God's ears. Hey, Peter, give us the website again, please.
MeyergrP.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You'll thank me later. Hey, Peter, we always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for doing that.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Come back soon. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and one of the smartest guys I know. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.